It's Thursday, March 31st, 2011, and welcome to episode 118 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. We are a little past midway point through the spring semester here at EIU, and faculty and students are busily working their way through their courses. Many educators are constantly on the lookout for new methods to be a more effective teacher, and thanks to the advances in technology, you do not have to look too far these days. There has recently been a crescendo of interest growing in education circles regarding a former Tech Talk for Teachers pick of the week. This former pick has received new funding and is helping students from all around the world learn new things by simply watching YouTube videos, and all for free. I'm going to flip the format of today's show, and you'll see why in just a moment. Since I began Tech Talk for Teachers, I have made the Horizon Report a yearly technology pick, and I have not yet had the opportunity to talk about the report this year. So before the semester gets away from me, my technology pick of the week this week is the 2011 version of the Horizon Report published by the New Media Consortium. I use this report in both my undergraduate and graduate level technology classes as a reading assignment to help my students get up to speed with the latest educational technologies. Students are often amazed at the pace of adoption of new technologies, and this report provides plenty of real-world examples for students to explore. When I tell them this report is about 40 pages long, I usually hear some moans and groans, but they are short-lived as I set up a discussion group where we discuss this report online over a two-week period. This gives students the flexibility to chunk the material into more manageable pieces and provides a social component for them to share their impressions as they digest what they read and provides a way for them to share their reactions with the entire class. If you have not read this year's Horizon Report, I strongly encourage you to do so, and a link is provided in the show notes. As the name implies, this report takes a look out over the horizon to observe new technology trends and how they are impacting teaching and learning. The report is broken down into three time frames for technologies that are 1 year or less away from adoption, 2 to 3 years from adoption, and those that are 4 to 5 years away from being adopted on a larger scale. Of course, predicting the future is always a risky business, and unforeseen technologies often enter the picture and take the education world by storm without much notice. Most recently, the iPad and Android tablets serve as examples that have entered the mainstream consciousness of educators in the past year, and many are experimenting with this new form factor. Most of you can probably guess what the near-term technology influence is: mobile phones and e-books. As smartphones become more affordable and as wireless broadband access becomes more available, the mobile phone is poised to enter the learning mainstream. I mentioned on last month's show that smartphones are now outselling PCs for the first time, and I believe that this trend will continue in the future. Mobile phones will not replace PCs in the immediate future, but new combinations and form factors are competing with a traditional personal computer for use in schools. The same is also true of e-books. With the success of the Kindle and now new tablet and Slate form factors, ebooks are beginning to be taken seriously as legitimate replacements for physical books. The one thing in the Horizon Report that was placed 4 to 5 years out is something called learning analytics. Learning analytics are technologies that can be used to measure learning by collecting and interpreting information using data mining techniques to assess student academic progress. Many in the teaching field become a bit uneasy when there is talk of data mining models for use in teaching and learning because it seems like such a sterile environment to teach and learn in. When some teachers hear this, many envision students becoming just numbers to be analyzed, and this is antithetical to the viewpoint of most teachers. However, teaching is both an art and a science, and I believe we need both sides of the equation to be effective teachers. Learning analytics are in the infant stage, but new developments with the Khan Academy have thrust learning analytics into the spotlight over the past 2 months. I have talked about the Khan Academy before, and it has been receiving a lot of press lately. Now, with new additions to the Khan Academy, learning analytics has suddenly jumped ahead 5 years and is now front and center and on the minds of many educators. The Khan Academy has recently received some funding that has suddenly catapulted this online academy into the national spotlight. Sal Khan has developed over 2,000 short videos on a variety of subjects and placed them on YouTube for students to access across the world for free. I have provided a few links in the show notes for you to explore further, and I highly recommend you watch his presentation. Here is a short video clip from his recent TED Talk. I will play about a minute of it to give you an idea of what the Khan Academy is about, if you have not heard of it before.
Khan Academy is most known for its collection of videos. So before I go any farther, let me show you a little bit of a montage.
So the hypotenuse is now going to be 5. This animal's fossils are only found in this area of South America, a nice clean band here, and this part of Africa. We could integrate over the surface, and the notation usually is a capital sigma. National Assembly, they create the Committee of Public Safety, which sounds like a very nice committee. Notice, this is an aldehyde, and it's an alcohol. Start differentiating into effector and memory cells. A galaxy. Hey, there's another galaxy. Oh, look, there's another galaxy. And for dollars, is there $30 million plus the $20 million from the American manufacturer? If this does not blow your mind, then you have no emotion.
We now have on the order of 2,200 videos covering everything from basic arithmetic all the way to vector calculus and some of the stuff that you saw up there. We have a million students a month using the site, watching on the order of 100 to 200,000 videos a day. But what we're going to talk about in this is how we're going to the next level.
All right, that was Saul Khan giving an introduction to his Khan Academy at a recent TED Talk. The full presentation is about 20 minutes long, and I encourage you to give it a watch if you want to see what the next level is and where the Khan Academy is heading in the future. If you are familiar with Google Analytics, imagine taking that technology and using it to display and track student progress from the video students watch on YouTube, and also being able to analyze the exercises students complete. The data generated is very detailed and provides a look at student academic progress across time. Now imagine being a teacher where you can have your students sign up your class and where you could use the Khan Academy videos to supplement your students' learning. If you so choose and have administrative approval, you can set up a class where you can monitor your students' progress using learning analytics that the Khan Academy has designed. The service keeps track of each student's individual progress. Data that is collected for every student include what Khan Academy videos they watch, how long they watch, and there are also exercises embedded within the videos that can be tracked to monitor progress. Students can see their progress and even earn badges along the way as rewards for completing lessons. A color coding system is used so that teachers and students can easily see where there needs to be more work. Green is good, and red needs more work. Teachers can see individual as well as the entire class statistics on how students are doing if they set up their class to use the Khan Academy. Because learning analytics are so new, educators should check with their school policies before using such services and obtain administrative approval. It really is remarkable the data that can be collected, and at the same time a bit concerning because teachers have not had access to so much detail before. The Khan videos have been around for a while, and many teachers are using the videos to flip the traditional classroom model of instruction. Some teachers are assigning the videos as homework to be watched at home and then use student scheduled class time to work on problems where the teacher can float around the room and assist any student with questions they may have. This flipped model gets the teacher out of the transmission mode of instruction and allows the teacher to give more individual attention to students. It is lecture by night and homework by day, flipping the traditional model. I have provided a link in the show notes to how some teachers are using the flipped classroom, so be sure to check them out. What do you think? Have you used the flipped classroom approach? That wraps it up for episode 118 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at eiu.edu/ITC. To leave a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.